it was an enormous process to figure out how to attack these archives, specifically the New Yorker archive at the New York Public Library. It was just the plain old biographical work of turning these pages. They were also flaking under my fingertips. I would get up at the end of a day and my workstation would be covered in tiny little yellow flakes of paper. My lap, my sweater would be just full of them. And so the archive was quite literally crumbling as I was turning these pages. And that added a sense of not urgency, but it's important. It's important to read these, and it's important to read them even if, you know, they're not necessarily going to make it into the book, but they're going to make it into my understanding of the magazine and these relationships that are then going to make it into the book.